You don't go to the grocery store, simple examples, I'm a simple man, and pick out some fruit, and in a basket of, let's say, pears or tomatoes, there's two or three that have mold on them. You think, oh my God, how can those tomatoes have mold? Thus, you know what? From today, tomatoes are haram on me. It's comical, it's dangerous. I've had people come to my face and tell me that I've made khums haram on myself, Malana. I refuse to fund this money laundering mafia system of marjiyat. And while I'm not here to talk about the dalil and proofs, because the dalil is both aqli, it's naqli, Quran, hadith, there's too many proofs about the institution of marjiyat. The one thing that I've heard, which is new, mashallah, is that you want me, Mulana, to give my worship and my jannah and my acceptance of my amal to a fallible individual and wait for him in his fallibility to give me a verdict. I act on that verdict, and based on my action, I either go to heaven or go to hell. It's too big of a chance. He's fallible. He lives in Najaf and Qum. He has no idea what I do in the West. You want me to give my sacred ibadat in the hands of a marja and wait for his fatwa? No, thank you. We don't cut our own hair. We don't change our own brakes. Every single field, every science, from low to high, all has their own experts that everyone who doesn't have knowledge in that field refers to. The deen, for some reason, is so cheap that everybody and anybody is an expert nowadays. And the ones who have devoted their life to become experts are ridiculed and insulted today. But you won't question the mechanic who says that your brakes are gone, and so is, let's say, for example, your alternator. Okay, sure. That, for some reason, blindly, you'll say, go ahead. And you'll pay that bill, no problem. But you want to check out where the marja is spending your khums money, mashallah. And you're aqil human being. There's nothing aqli about that whatsoever. The reality is that this idea of referring to a fallible being is nothing new. It dates back all the way to the Prophet of Allah. And hear me out. 80 individuals were asked to go from Mecca all the way to what? Ethiopia, Abyssinia. And go see the Christian priest there and talk to him and debate with him, answer his questions, present our ideology. When the Prophet of Allah was prepping this qafila and caravan to go, they would tell the 79 other individuals that your leader on this trip is who? Ja'far. Any issue you have, any fiqhi issue, akhlaqi issue, domestic issue, you refer back to Ja'far. Ja'far is fallible. Amir al-Mu'mineen, governor upon governor upon governor. His letters are there. Malik Yashtar, governor of Basra, Uthman ibn Hunayf, letter 45. All these things are there. He would give them complete control to run the government as you wish with these guidelines. Malik Yashtar, as great as he was fallible. Uthman ibn Hunayf was fallible. Imam Hussein said Muslim, fallible. No, you sit there and tell me that, Malana, these were all people with the Imam Mawjood there. He was there to kind of lead them. Or sometimes, for example, he was in a different city and the Naib was somewhere else. This is a different system altogether. The Imam is Ghaib. We even had situations during the sixth Imam's time. In the same city of Medina, he would what? He would train and educate and have classes with Zurara and Mufaddil and say, look, this person wants a debate with me about Allah. Instead of me going, you go. In the same city with Imam Sadiq Mawjood, he would go and debate with that individual. Zurara would. And the Imam would say, look, whatever he says is just like whatever I say. Zurara, an amazing companion, was fallible. So yes, when you have a couple of individuals who might be, you know, corrupt with power, the system doesn't need to be challenged. The system is where it is. The few apples and few bananas and few tomatoes need to be addressed specifically. I ask my youth who are falling sometimes in these traps, please be very careful. I've asked you since day number one to find the flashlight and connect yourself to that flashlight. If we are people who are in darkness, and someone like me is in utter darkness, searching for some light, today's brightest flashlights are our maraji. Attach yourself to that bright light. These are men who have devoted their life for the deen. These are men who want nothing from this dunya. These are men who have sacrificed and sacrificed. And these are men who have that light.